Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Yes, it's another edition of Overreaction Monday. We're releasing it in the middle of a week because that's when the new league year begins, the National Football League free agent market. Rich Eisen along with Chris Brockman back here on Overreaction Monday, brought to you by our friends at Game Time, as always. The fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. Make sure you download the Game Time app, create an account, and you can use our code OVERREACTION for $20 off your first purchase. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman.
Hey, Rich,
how are you?
Man? How's the frenzy been?
You've been sitting with me.
Oh, right. I love it. It's been awesome.
It has been.
This is one of the favorite weeks of the year.
How many, like, what was the amount of breaking news we had?
Oh, man. I think
it had to be at least 15 over the 3 days, right?
That 20? Happened on Monday happened while we were on the air.
Right.
And then a couple of moves on Tuesday, including Derrick Henry. It's been awesome.
Yeah.
I love it.
We've been all over it. Go ahead and hit the drop, Mike. I know you love the drop.
Here it comes.
Boom. And Maria, I see.
Breaking news.
Yeah. We mixed up the boom from training day, right?
Yep.
By the way, Academy Award winners. Denzel Washington and Al Pacino giving out an Academy Award.
Fantastic.
My eyes see. It's funny. We were going to do an Overreaction Monday segment on Monday's show, and it included an Oscar.
I had an Oscar one. And so much stuff was happening, we couldn't get to it.
We couldn't do it. So we saved a lot of good stuff just for this, because we love doing this podcast just for you. Let's do a free agency frenzy edition of Overreaction Monday.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage. This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
All right, Christopher.
Hey,
lots
Wednesday
to react to, man.
Rich, let's get right to it. It's always all about the quarterbacks. The biggest free agent signing, Kirk Cousins, goes to the Falcons.
Yes.
Kirk, plus a loaded offense, equals Falcons, serious NFC championship contenders.
Well, you know, I think the Eagles got better with Saquon and Bryce Huff. And I think the Niners are still going to be worthy of being defending NFC champs, right? The Cowboys, I'm wondering what the hell they're up to right now.
We know what they're doing.
I kind of dig the despite losing Aaron Jones, Josh Jacobs being there and Xavier McKinney being added to the Packers, who are just going to get 1 year better. I kind of dig the Packers. Do I need to see what Kirk Cousins looks
interesting.
Like?
Tony Kornheiser on Monday, PTI, said the Falcons were Super Bowl contenders, and that made me think, well, I don't want to go that far, but NFC championship contenders? No?
I think they...
Immediate upgrade.
I love their coach, too.
Stacked offense. Good D last
year. So when you say NFC championship contenders, you're forgetting about the Lions being better, too.
Are they better?
Yeah, they're absolutely going to get better.
Oh.
They're going to get better.
And more
they're going to be better.
More on that in a second.
Okay. So do you throw Atlanta in the mix of trying to win the NFC championship?
I think they're in the mix.
Okay. I'll just say this is not.
I think they're
so you're just saying they're going to be in the mix for a team to win the entire conference.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't you? No, I
don't.
Guess not.
No. I'm just sounding it out before I render my judgment. This is not a knee jerk situation.
You need to see some games.
I'm trying
from
not
Kirk
to overreact. I kind of need to see what a guy looks like with a repaired Achilles.
Okay.
You know, same thing with the Jets.
Yeah.
Unless their quarterback is the vice president candidate for the independent party.
Possible.
You know, I
don't have that topic.
That's fine. That's absolutely fine that you don't. we hit it on the
flagship show.
Okay. Sure. I'll say this is
I
not
like
an
this
overreaction.
Movie. It was your number one. This was a great move.
The number one free agency move.
Atlanta had to do it.
Because not only, you know, do you just stop the waiting and seeing and getting a new one to wait and see quarterback, you get one that you kind of, with outside of the Achilles, know what you're going to get with him.
Yeah, you're going to get 4,000 yards passing, 30 plus touchdowns.
And you've got the weapons are already around him, yeah. And you can add even more in free agency. I mean, you could get Rome Odunze with the 8th overall pick.
Yep.
Or you could get Raheem Morris, the best defensive player in the draft, because everybody 1 through 7 will take an offensive player. You can have your first crack at the defensive board.
I think
in
that's
the
what
draft
they do.
Because you're not going to use it on a quarterback.
Right.
8th overall pick being the it.
Yeah.
So, and you also, I kind of dig that you put yourself in the relevancy conversation, which is what you're alluding to here.
Yeah, totally.
Because their home schedule is loaded with the Cowboys, the Chiefs, the Steelers are all coming in. The Chargers are coming in. Those are, you know, and as you all know, Jim Harbaugh had a choice maybe to be the Falcons head coach as well. And then they're going to Minnesota. I mean, I think the Falcons are going to max out on national television games.
We're
going to
see them a lot in primetime.
So, yeah. Sure, I think you're alluding to it, which means this is not an overreaction. But the caveat of I need to see what the Cousins' Achilles looks like outside of doing dance moves at NFL Honors.
It's March.
You know,
yeah.
So.
Okay, great. All right. We've been talking with this guy nonstop, and it's going to keep going for another month or so. But I think Justin Fields will not be a starting quarterback in 2024.
Yeah, I think it's still an overreaction right now to the reality that Ryan Poles, when he showed up at the combine, saying, you know, our preference is to do it fast, do it early, do it, you know, even before the new league year begins. The it being trading away Justin Fields if they decide that they're going to go with a rookie at quarterback in Caleb Williams or obviously there might even be between now and the draft a Jaden Daniels conversation. And it does appear that there's two ways of looking at it. One is Caleb Williams threw a wrench into all this by saying we are not going to meet team and prospect in Chicago as a, you know, private top 50 visit or whatever you want to say, that we're not going to do that until after my pro day, that the Bears thought maybe we can get you to come in the Tuesday after the combine. You're already in Indianapolis. We're in Chicago.
Right.
You can hang out
and
you can go maybe look at houses. You can go see what the area is like. And then you come in on Tuesday. And then as soon as we meet you, we get our hands on you. We do the medical on you. We get you in our building. We meet you. You meet us. We're now comfortable. We're trading Justin Fields. That they won't be able to do that until after his pro day, which is not until next week.
Mm-hmm.
So now they have to hold on to Justin Fields. That's one way to look at it, that they're not going to trade Justin Fields and now trade away Justin Fields for Jaden Daniels because they're not sold on Caleb. And they haven't really done the Jaden Daniels homework yet either. So that's one way to look at it. The other way is that they love Caleb. They're going for Caleb. They don't need to actually have Caleb in the building. They don't need to have any sort of medical on Caleb since they pretty much already know.
Right.
Or they're going to willing roll the dice that he doesn't have some sort of thing that they don't know about. And that they also love Jaden Daniels, would go ahead and get him too if suddenly they don't like Caleb as much as they thought they did. And they try to trade Justin Fields and a bunch of teams didn't want him. But to sit here, either way, the way you're looking at it, they didn't want him for how much the Bears were asking for. They might have overplayed their hand there.
Or the fifth-year option, $20 million or whatever.
Yeah, they didn't want to have to make a decision on that right away before he even plays a snap for him.
Right.
You know, hey, welcome to the team. We got to pick up your fifth-year option because of the amount of draft compensation we gave up to get you. And, or, you know, instead, all these teams, what they did. Gardner Minshew, 2-year deal for the Raiders.
Exactly.
Sam Darnold, 1-year deal for the Vikings, even though I don't think the Vikings would ever wind up with Justin Fields because the Bears, no matter how desperate they might be to offload him, would never do it in division.
Sure.
You know, and then the Commanders went and got a veteran in Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, sort of
just
the
in
Patriots
case things would go right. So did the Patriots, so did, you know, Pittsburgh, obviously, with Russell Wilson.
Yep.
So you put it all together and I don't either way that you look at it, the way that did the Bears overplay their hand and now they can't offload them right now, or Caleb Williams kind of screwed it up by not allowing them to evaluate fully Caleb Williams medically and, you know, professionally prior to the new league year window opening.
I think all of those are likely.
Okay, either way, you can't sit here and say he's not going to be a starting quarterback in 2024. I mean, somebody might miss out on the draft and go ahead and pull the trigger then.
But we talked about somebody, this on the flagship, like the spots, it's only a couple of teams.
Right. It could be Denver. Denver might miss out on the first round pick for a quarterback. And now they're like,
Yeah.
And then they go ahead and do it Friday night. You know, the day two, the night two and day three picks right. haven't been, you know, used yet. So you can use them right there and get Justin Fields on the spot and fix what you couldn't do in the first round. So then there's also the whole somebody can get injured during the summer.
Yeah, that's true.
So you sit here and say he's not going to be starting quarterback in 2024. That's my sort of soup to nuts
okay.
dissecting it.
All right, we talked it out.
Way of saying this is an overreaction. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Title Transference aired October 27, 2004. Director James Marshall, writers Todd Slavkin, Darren Swimmer. I really like this episode, and I'm surprised that you don't like it as much as you thought you did.
I actually respect your opinion more than I respect my own in general. When you say things are good and I check them out, they are.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.
What else you got?
All right. AFC East. Let's talk about it.
Yes.
They're only going to get one playoff team next year. We got the Patriots on a rebuild. Dolphins lost some stuff in free agency. Always 50% turnover for playoffs. And, you know, the Jets. I don't know what you guys are doing.
Buffalo, I think, is a lock.
And then there's all these other teams in the AFC. Joe Burrow's coming back. The Chargers are going to be better. The Steelers
even though
just
they
got
made
better
it last year. Right. No, I hear you. And I think what you're alluding to here is that the Dolphins got raided in free agency to the point where I would be concerned about their ability to make it back to the playoffs.
Yeah, I was a little like, oh, okay. And then the Jets and Patriots are clearly kind of behind the Bills.
I don't know. We're going to see how Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel can pivot in a draft and figure out the rest of it. And again, right now we're recording this just as the new league year is beginning, just as teams have to get cap compliant,
True.
There's a bunch of players that just got cut. If you noticed on the flagship show today, there weren't a lot of breaking news because everybody isn't signing a free agent right now because the money just got spent on the top tier. Mm-hmm. It wasn't apparently as deep a free agent class as anybody would have liked. And also, you're trying to find out who is now going to be a free agent that wasn't, and right. you're not going to send a draft choice for a draft. You're going to wait till they're cut and then get them at a less rate than you would have had they been a free agent and had to pay the money over a Monday and a Tuesday of a new league year, negotiating window opening up. So I will just push back and call that an overreaction at this point in time. I am concerned about the Miami Dolphins having lost Christian Wilkins and Robert Hunt.
Yeah.
Just as two guys on their lines.
Yep.
But we'll see how somebody, you know, there could be somebody that's ready to step in into either one of these roles that we're not familiar with, how they've been balling out behind the scenes and practices and things like that. So I'll just reserve judgment on clearly a franchise that has been on the upswing. And again, you're just assuming Aaron Rodgers is not going to be a vice presidential candidate for this election season. Because he comes back.
He's a 40-year-old coming back from an Achilles.
I do like what the Jets have done offensive line.
That's true.
Moses
back, yeah.
Right. So Moses Morgan, getting him back.
Yeah, area of need.
Right. And I do like what they did there, and we'll see what they do in the draft.
And I think the Pats have done a good job in free agency so far, but obviously I don't expect them to be a playoff team.
But I think, you know, the Texans have definitely improved their lot. The Jaguars, I like what they've done so far. And you're right. A bunch of teams have gotten
better. Are going to get better.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But at the moment, I'll still call this an overreaction.
All right. Well, last time, one before halftime, let's talk about Saquon Barkley going to Philadelphia. Massive move. How about this? Saquon is going to outrush the leading back from the other three NFC East teams combined next year.
Oh, dude, get out of here. Come on.
Who are the running backs on the other three teams?
Well, Devin Singletary's no slouch, pal. I mean, come on. Devin Singletary is no slouch, and we have no idea who's going to be starting for the Dallas Cowboys. You got to figure that the guy's going to have enough to along with, you know, the Washington Commanders with Eckler.
I know, but come on. I mean, all due respect, we love Austin Eckler, but he was kind of a shell of himself last year.
And I love Saquon, but this is an outstanding topic for Overreaction Monday, because this is something that is completely outrageous.
1,600 yards from Saquon. You think the other three guys get 16 combined?
Outrush 16. If you want to talk all-purpose scrimmage yards, now we might have a conversation. But if Eckler can just even get a hint of a sniff of his 2022, and, you know,
Cowboys go by committee. Their leading rusher has like 500 yards.
How dare you Dowdle slander the Cowboys?
Wow, Dowdle slander. Who is the Cowboys running back next year?
Dowdle slandering, I think, is illegal in 47 states. Be careful.
Is that on the ballot this
fall? Dowdle slandering? By the way, that's like Beetlejuice. You say it three times and something terrible happens. Look out. I just said it three times. Come on, man.
Saquon, I'm going to go nuts next year.
I love Saquon, and he's never performed behind an offensive line like this. He's never performed in a scheme, in a system that's built for him like this. I hear you.
Why can't he lead the league in rushing?
He can, but the other three lead running backs in the division combined don't have 800 yards apiece? 700 yards apiece?
I don't know.
600 yards apiece? That's 1,800 yards.
Brian Robinson?
Brian Robinson's no slouch, pal.
He's nice. But Eckler's there now, and they both get like 650 each. No? All right.
I like it. Don't forget, if Blake Corum shows up as a Dallas Cowboy, look out, pal. Look out.
They probably should do that on
They can.
Second or, round,
TJ said, go get Balake Corum, which was very funny. Game time tickets. Get it on your phone. Get it on your tablet, mobile device, whatever you want to call, the way that you can get game time on. You can go ahead and buy tickets to the next big event right near you. Sports, music, comedy, theater. Susie used it to take Cooper to a basketball game recently. It's so easy to use. You just call up the arena layout. There's ticket prices associated with seats all over the place. You just tap on the one that you think is in the price range or the area of where you want to sit. Then you see the view from your seat. Then you get the all-in pricing. Then you can now see what another seat looks like and what the all-in pricing is there and go back and forth. And then if you don't want to buy it right then and there and you want to buy it last minute, there's a last-minute ticket deal that's absolutely killer. If you want to just wait till after the event starts, believe it or not, you can do something like that as well. It is so easy to use, and the best part about it is I've got $20 off your first purchase with the code of OVERREACTION. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the app, create an account. Restrictions do apply. You can then do that. Create the account. Redeem the code OVERREACTION, two R's in overreaction. You get $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
I got an email today from the LenPenzo.com HR department. I find really interesting. I'm an employee of one at this company, but somebody from the HR department sent me an email telling me that I had a raise. If I just opened the attachment, I could see how much my raise was.
Make sure you click on the links that are in there, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm excited.
Find out more by searching the Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Second half of this free agent frenzy edition. I kind of dig this. There's so much. This feels like a regular season.
Right.
There's so much to overreact to.
So much going on.
Okay, what else?
So much going on. I like this team last year. I love them even more this year. The Packers are the team to beat in the NFC North.
I will still say the Lions. Sometimes the best teams don't make the moves in free agency. They just re-sign their own. I'm not going to overreact to this right now. The Lions were just a couple of decisions and execution away of making the Super Bowl. So the Packers, I do like, you know, Josh Jacobs, but we'll see how much better than Aaron Jones he is. We'll see if he can, you know, stay healthy.
Yeah, wig waiting rusher 2 years ago.
I like Xavier McKinney as the add in safety.
That was
department.
Nice. They needed that.
They always draft very well. We'll see how they draft.
The young kids, the young wide receivers, going to be a year older.
I know that. Can I give you a sleeper pick right here?
For the NFC?
North. The Bears. If Caleb Williams can come out of the gate. Okay.
And what, be CJ Stroud?
Sure. Or CJ. Not the full. Or just Stroud. CJ Stroud.
Okay.
Just be Stroud. Just be C Stroud. Or J Stroud.
10 wins next year?
I don't know. I love what they're doing on defense.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, I agree.
A lot. I kind of dig it.
They lost, you know, Darnell Mooney, obviously, but they'll probably draft someone at nine, right?
Roma Dunze could be sitting there.
Malik Nabers at nine?
I don't know if Nabers is going to last that long. But they can get a really sweet, sweet player as a receiver for Caleb Williams right on the spot. Yeah. I mean, they could really do that. I kind of dig what they're up to, pal.
DeAndre Swift now at running back.
That was a nice add early on in free agency.
I think he was the first signing.
I do believe so.
Yeah.
So I will just say this is an overreaction. I did like the way the Packers finished up.
Is Jordan Love the best quarterback in the North?
I'll go there. Sure. I'll go there.
Over Goff?
I'll go there. I just love the way he played.
Me too.
He looked the real deal.
Yeah.
Up until, unfortunately, the last throw of the season for him. That was terrible.
That was terrible.
An untimely interception.
Channeled his inner Favre.
But, that they're the team to beat in the NFC North is an overreaction. There's still the team that lasted longer last year, who I think will get better in the draft. And we'll see, again, just because we haven't seen them active in the first 2 days of the negotiating window of free agency, let's see who winds up free and what do they do. But I wouldn't sleep on the Bears if they can get the quarterback play out of Caleb Williams that everybody thinks he can be as a rookie. Defensively, they may only need to have 21, 24 points put up on the board.
Yeah. I guess I could save this one for later on, but North getting three teams next year, maybe?
Save that one for
NFC
later
North?
On. That's another overreaction. Come on. Because right now, the NFC West is going to get 2-2-2, and somebody's going to give up the NFC East is going to
South. South gets one.
Why does it just one?
East gets one?
Why wouldn't the Bucs and the Falcons be that good?
How about the East gets one?
The East might get just the one. If you had to choose which division gets just one right now,
wouldn't
you choose the East?
What's more likely, the AFC East gets one or the NFC North gets three? East gets one, right?
Yes, I would go there.
Okay.
What else?
All right, here's another.
You're just riffing right now.
I know. Here's another hot one. I'm hot. I'm on fire right now.
Okay.
Derrick Henry. Oh, is he the perfect Raven or
he
what?
He is that, sir.
God,
yes.
That's so annoying.
Yes.
Derrick Henry already has a 2,000-yard season under his belt.
Yeah.
He's going to break the single season rushing record next year. I want it out there now. So like in week six, when he's got 1,200 yards already and he's on a pace, I'm like, see,
dude,
I told you back in March.
1,200 yards through week six?
I don't know.
That's easy math. 200 yards a game? He's going to average 200 yards a game in his first few games.
Really?
Get out of here.
Come on.
I like your moxie, pal.
When you're defending the Ravens,
I like how you're putting it on record.
Here are your options.
In a March overreaction Monday.
When defending the Ravens, here are your options, okay? Do I go after the guy who I literally can't catch and is probably the fastest guy in the league?
Mm-hmm.
Or the guy that is literally going to run me over like a Mack truck? Who are you choosing?
I choose to make the guy who's the fastest guy in the league throw it. And we'll see how he does.
Nine in the box against the Ravens next year?
No, I'm not saying nine in the box. I'll say, let's see what you can do throwing it. Play man coverage on a bunch of guys who might not be able to beat man and see what happens.
Cool.
I don't know. I'm spitballing here, pal.
I'm just saying.
I'm spitballing here. But to say he's going to break the all-time single season record...
Why not? 2150 next
but
year.
I'll just say, I don't know.
MVP.
You know how it works with
lockup
them.
Lockup Hall of Fame.
You know how it works with them. Like, hopefully Keaton Mitchell's going to come back and be the lightning guy to this thunder. Justice Hill is there. You know that they're not going to give Henry the amount of carries to go ahead and do that sort of thing. You know that he's going to be 30. They're gonna limit his carries.
Why'd you get him? What? He's on essentially a 1 year. I know it was a 2 year, but it's 1 year.
No, I get it. What are we gonna
feed him?
250 touches, 300 touches,
350 touches.
Okay. I do love it. It's called being aggressive. The Ravens being aggressive in the way that, you know, the Cowboys weren't.
Right.
I kind of dig it a lot, but to say he's going to break the single season rushing record, I love it.
I just want it out there.
Overreaction.
Again, like week five, he's got 900 yards already. Like I told.
Okay.
I saw this
week
coming.
Five, 900 yards. Let's revisit this.
Okay. All
right. Oh, and I know you will. Like you're going to be psyched about revisiting it.
We'll play this clip back. Uh-huh. All right. Love the Texans. Love CJ Stroud.
Yes.
They are the Chiefs' biggest threat in the AFC.
I don't know. Let's see how Burrow looks with the Bengals. T. Higgins, as much as he wants a trade, I don't think he's going to get it. Nobody tells Mike Brown what to do when he wants to do whatever he wants to do and has the leverage to do whatever he wants to do. The Ravens clearly are better. Everybody who says the Bills' window of opportunity is closing has lost their freaking minds. honestly. And
they haven't really done much.
And we shall see how the Chargers look within the division. But you know, they're one of the final four teams from last year.
Yep.
And, I really like them adding who they added in free agency, with Danielle Hunter being the most recent one and the one with the biggest impact in terms of sacking the quarterback. I like who they've re-signed. I like what they're doing.
Can Nico Collins, can Tank Dell come back and repeat their performance last year? Is Stroud going to have a sophomore slump? I don't think so. You look at fantasy, he's like top five quarterback rankings heading into next year.
I know. It's just tough for me to buy it when the, you know, as Chris Long said on Wednesday's flagship show, like there's the usual drill guys, with the Ravens being the one seed from last year and the Bills being the two seed from last year. And, you know, and the Burrow Bengals, we assume, will be back. Because Burrow will be back.
But you're not worried about any other team in the AFC South, are you? Like unseating them?
No. Jacksonville, we'll see what Trevor Lawrence looks like healthy coming back and pushed by Mac Jones. I said that just for you.
Stop.
I think the Texans are the team to beat in the AFC South significantly.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think so.
And I think they can turn into the Chiefs' biggest threat in the AFC, and the fact that you're saying they will be, I can't call this as an overreaction right now. This is entirely possible. So I'll give you the check mark on this one. Ooh. Right now.
Oh, nice. Okay,
yeah,
great.
Why not? I mean,
great.
You know,
feeling generous.
We'll see how the Ravens improve. Obviously, with Derrick Henry, as we just mentioned, you think they're going to be. I love it. On one hand, you're saying Derrick Henry's going to break
the rushing.
If Derrick Henry breaks the single season rushing record, the Texans will not be the Chiefs' main impediment in the conference.
I mean,
okay? Neither of the two things you just said back to back can be true
at the same time.
At the same time.
Right. If Derrick Henry breaks
Which is more likely?
Oh, well,
Henry breaking the rushing record, or the Texans wind up being the Chiefs' most formidable opponent.
If Henry breaks the rushing record, the Ravens are going undefeated. But it's probably the Texans.
It is probably the Texans. Because I don't think Derrick Henry at age 30, you know they're going to try and keep him fresh. And that will be a word to the wise for anybody who wants to pop Derrick Henry on their fantasy team, you know, the top pick in the first round. You better be wary.
I wonder if he is going to go in the first round. Interesting. Okay, Rich, last one.
Oh, you know he will.
Last one. We've got to talk this team because they're not doing anything. Both Dak and Mike McCarthy's next playoff berth will be with a team other than the Cowboys.
I don't think Dak's going anywhere. I think Mike McCarthy's next playoff berth will be with a team other than the Cowboys as somebody's offensive assistant. If he leaves Dallas, I don't see him being hired as a head coach somewhere else.
He has three straight 12-win seasons.
I'm well aware of that.
If they go 12-5 again and get one and done, it's not really his fault.
I don't think Dak's going anywhere, which is what makes me so mystified as to why the Cowboys have not extended him and figured out a way through all this and say, Dak, I know you hold a bunch of cards, but we want you here. We love you. We need we need we need we we need some relief from ourselves.
So just, you know, just and offer him $200 million and we
I don't know.
Get on with it.
I honestly don't know the dollar cents cap, all of this stuff, but there's got to be a solution. I don't, and that's why I think I don't think Dak is going anywhere. And if Jerry is making him play this thing out because he can't get through the negotiation to try and extend him to the point where it is, it sticks it to Dallas even worse. I don't know, but you know, Dak wants to win and he wants to win. And if he does mean he's got to come up with a construct to save the Joneses from themselves over the past several years of waiting. And Mike Florio described it on the flagship show Wednesday that this has been years in the making of this chicken coming home to roost, to use that analogy. Mm-hmm. Certainly if it means CD gets paid and he gets to throw to CD, and it means Micah Parsons gets paid, and Micah is the one who puts Dak back on the field, and he starts looking around and he's like, okay, I'm going to hand the ball off to this guy. You know, why? When I'm willing to play ball with the Joneses.
Yeah.
I don't think Dak's going anywhere. That's the really weird part about this. Mike McCarthy could go somewhere else. So the fact that you've put them both in the same boat causes me to push back and call this an overreaction. If you win either Dak or McCarthy's next playoff berth,
man, that's not fun.
Okay. So I'll call this an overreaction.
Cowboys make the playoffs next year?
I think so. I think they're still that talented.
Okay.
You don't?
Everyone's getting better.
I think Mike Zimmer being the defensive coordinator is going to be really good for him too.
Yeah, that's
like
that
usually when
fun.
Somebody like Dan Quinn and the players love Dan Quinn and he loves them, he leaves and all of a sudden it's like, all right, somebody else is coming in. I mean, Zimmer's tough love might be a little bit more different than Dan Quinn.
Yeah, that's true.
But I
mean, need to see
Deion loves.
Need to see
Zimmer.
His playing running back. Need to see who the rest of their wide receivers
right.
are going
to
be.
But to sit here and say, oh, they didn't do a thing in free agency, which means they're going to. I saw that. Didn't their odds of winning the Super Bowl got worse?
Got worse. Yeah. They were 15-1 before.
Come on.
I think 17-1 now after.
Everybody's got to see. Wait and see what they do when the free agents get cheaper and more vast in terms of choices. And need to see what they do in the draft.
Yep.
Honestly, just perfect case in point. We can go back to that 2021 draft, right? Where they got Micah Parsons. Mm-hmm. They moved up to go get him. I think that was the 2021 draft, right? Like, was there a conversation leading into the draft? Is Cowboys in trouble? Who's going to rush the passer?
Right? No, I mean,
I'm just saying, probably. You know what I mean? Like, how are they going to get the sacks? What are they going to do?
Yeah, probably.
And then they got the kid who didn't even play his final year at Penn State.
He sat out,
right?
2020.
And then
yeah.
they get him, and he turns out to be one of the best players Dallas has ever had rushing the passer. Mm-hmm. Okay, as a young player, like a modern day Lawrence Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know what they're going to hit in the draft, and that goes for every. Just to wrap up this show. For all 31 other teams, we don't know. Now, obviously, when we're talking about it every day, we make snap judgments and we make snap takes and we talk about what's in the moment, wondering if it does have a chance to get better or the philosophy of a way a team is building will change based on circumstances and opportunities. But to sit here and say the Cowboys not making the playoffs next year is kind of absurd. One last bonus overreaction going out the door.
There you go.
Good job, brother.
Hey, buddy.
I know you had to do this 3 times this week.
I had to make some adjustments.
Monday, we didn't do it because too much happened. Then we did Tuesday, and you updated it from Monday's stuff, and now you kept it enough good stuff for the Wednesday pod.
Yeah, buddy.
All right. Oh, overreaction Monday. We'll be back with you in a couple weeks. What the Football with Susie and Amy next Tuesday. They will be reviewing all of free agency by that point in time and getting ready for the owners meeting, which, as you know, has a lot of rule changes on the docket. And that is Amy Trask's forte, to say the least. So yep. That's what Susie and Amy next week. For Chris, I am Rich, signing off for this Overreaction Monday full of frenzy in the free agent front.
Hey, everybody. This is Dan Bespris, host of Fantasy NBA Today, a daily fantasy basketball podcast. We cover every box score from every game, every day, plus bonus shows on buy low opportunities, players to stash, schedule analysis, and really anything you could need to smash your league into deliciously tiny pieces.
Catch the Fantasy NBA Today podcast, part of the Believe Network, on YouTube or wherever you listen.